the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. I do not need to tell you that there are a lot of opinions in America. Everybody seems to have an opinion these days. These opinions are on news channels. Celebrities share their opinions on social media such as Twitter. New opinion polls pop up every single day, every single week. And opinions are discussed over coffee at the local diner. Collectively, as a whole, as a group, the world shifts through and adapts different opinions on a daily basis. Like a reed, you know, a reed that blows in the wind, like a reed that blows in the wind, the opinions of the world will blow one direction with a particular movement or a particular ideology that becomes popular for a time. However, when these movements and ideologies have run their course, a new movement and a new improved ideology comes to the forefront. Yes, and then, which means that these opinions of this world, they snap back the other way. The previous movement over here becomes so 2010, it is so dated, and this new movement is relevant and it is real and it is fresh and it is on the cutting edge. That is to say, until this new movement over here is challenged only 2 weeks later by the next movement, forcing opinions to snap back and change the other way yet again. This is the world that we live in. It is a world that our youth will grow up and live in as well. It is a world that typically does not agree. It does not agree, at least for a long time, about what is wrong and what is good and what justice should look like. In other words, when you ask the world, yes, you ask that vast world to define things such as sin and righteousness and judgment, the world will give one answer one day and it'll give another answer the next. And it may or may not change, depending on which way the wind of opinion is blowing at that time. For example, let us consider sin. Yes, sin, S-I-N. Let us consider sin. In this world, there are many different convictions about sin. Some believe sin to be a simple weakness. Sin is just a weakness of mankind, whereas others believe that sin is a deep embedded sickness in mankind. And there are other opinions about sin too. Some see sin as a result of a lack of education, maybe due to poverty or lack of resources in a community. To them, sin is a result of a social deficiency, the lack of goods and resources a certain group has been deprived of. And finally, but not least, or last, Some see sin as nothing more than an oppressive term. It's just an oppressive term used by the church to keep people underneath their thumb and to keep people from having fun. The world also has varied opinions on what constitutes righteousness. What constitutes righteousness as well. That is to say, what we would consider as goodness. To some in the world, goodness is to follow your heart and do whatever makes you happy. Others believe that goodness is found in being a good citizen and a good neighbor to your friend that is in need. There's a third option. These folks see goodness as doing virtuous and morally upright things. You know, not smoking or drinking or chewing or dating girls that do. Now let us not forget judgment as well. The world has a lot of opinions on this topic of judgment. Some do not believe that there is such a thing as the last judgment. There's no judgment at the very end of this age. There's nothing to look forward, no judgment. You are buried and put in the grave, which means that what we do in this life has no consequence. Eat, drink, and be merry. These are the ones that cry out, "You can't judge me." On the other side of the coin, there are those who believe that there should be a judgment. They may or may not hold to an eternal judgment. But what is for sure is this. They want judgment in this life for people who violate their understanding of sin and violate and not uphold their standard of goodness. The judgment might be to punish them, punish people with jail time. Or the judgment might be to label them as a hater or a closed-minded bigot, or possibly slap a lawsuit on them. With all this said, though, one thing is for sure. Even though the world has a lot of mixed opinions, which it indeed does, about what sin is or what goodness is or what to think about judgment, there's no doubt about it that the world denies, I repeat, that the world denies, for the most part, what the Lord says about these subjects. That is right, the world, generally speaking, does not agree with what the Lord God says on the subjects of sin and righteousness and judgment. Now, there are times in history where the world has gotten close, in which we must thank God. However, for the most part, the world understands sin and righteousness and judgment incorrectly. Frankly speaking, and frankly stated, the world's definition of sin is wrong. Its definition of righteousness and goodness is wrong. Its understanding of judgment is wrong as well. It is all wrong, my friends. The world is wrong about what matters about sin, what matters about righteousness, and what matters about judgment. And here's the catch. You and I are in this world. Like all of our neighbors, we too are corrupted by our sinful flesh, our sinful nature, the old Adam. And since we are in this world, we're easily influenced by this world as well, which means that we can easily get these important matters of sin and righteousness and judgment wrong as well. Now, because the world is always changing in its opinions, and since the world is always redefining what it thinks about sin and righteousness and judgment, we can actually thank God this morning. We can thank God because we have been given the Holy Spirit. Yes, even though Christ ascended to the Father, we are not alone. We have been given the Holy Spirit. As we have heard in our gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John this morning, the Holy Spirit, through the Word and sacraments, gives us the convictions against the changing world. Indeed, we are given, as God's dearly beloved children, not a collection of opinions on the matter of sin and righteousness and judgment, but we are given convictions of truth. Convictions of truth that do not change or accommodate to the changing times of the world. We're given convictions of truth in regard to sin, in regard to righteousness and judgment. Dear friends, the Holy Spirit proves the world wrong about sin. The reason why? Because the world does not believe in Jesus. And Jesus, my friends, is right, not wrong. Now, the world still has some idea of sin and expects a certain kind of penalty for doing bad things. However, the world does not understand that our most serious problem of sin comes from mankind's unbelieving heart. That is right. The Holy Spirit convinces us of our sin, teaches us right from wrong, which the world sometimes can pick up on. However, the world cannot understand that even if a person pulls themselves up by their bootstraps, helps their neighbor, and walks the straight and narrow, that they can still be damned to hell by their root of unbelief. In other words, no matter how good our words and our works, our ways and our life may be, when the Holy Spirit breathes on us, we actually wither. We wither like a flower. For the Holy Spirit, through the law, reveals to us that our hearts, our very hearts, your heart and my heart as well, are the source of the chief sin of unbelief. Because of our unbelief, because of your unbelief, my unbelief, we do not fully fear and love and trust the Lord God. That is sin at its core. Unbelief towards the Lord and His Word. Now, dear friends, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived by the definition of sin in this world, but hear the Holy Spirit through God's law that is proclaimed to you. Know that your sin of unbelief is the chief sin that needs to be absolved and forgiven. The Holy Spirit also proves the world wrong about righteousness and goodness, and therefore shows us where we are wrong as well. The world has its idea of what is good, which is strangely like whatever it desires at that moment in time. But Jesus came and showed himself alone to be good in the world. He shows up the world's self-righteousness and ours as well as the sham that it is. This Jesus, whom the world crucified because it could not stand his claim to be alone the Holy One, lives and reigns with the Father and the Spirit, one God now and forever. And the Spirit gives you everything that is his. In Christ, sin is paid for. Death is dead. The righteousness of God is made known in Christ, not in what the world thinks is righteous. To make it even better, the Lord also gives you this righteousness to you and to me for free. Unlike the world that makes a profit, righteousness in Christ and for free, righteousness the world cannot take away. And finally, the Holy Spirit proves the world wrong about judgment. There will indeed be a judgment, my friends. There will indeed be a judgment someday. We live in a morally significant universe. Our actions and our deeds and our lives will have consequences in this life and for eternity. However, we are not judged at the end for breaking a social norm or an opinion of a celebrity or the shifting movements of the world, but rather we are judged, each and every one of us are judged on the basis of the Lord's law as expressed simplistically in the Ten Commandments. No doubt about it, there will be an end. Someday this life and this world will come to an end and there will be judgment. Contrary to what Oprah or the latest cosmopolitan opinion poll may tell you, the reason why? Because Jesus, who was raised from the grave, says so. You though, hear this, hear the good news of the gospel. Even though there will be a judgment at the very end of the day, at the very end of the age, Christ was crucified and judged in your place. In Jesus, you are already judged. Christ was judged as sinner, as you. He was damned for you. And because Jesus was damned and judged for you, therefore you have nothing to fear when the Lord comes again in judgment, or any time before that. You cannot be judged. Christ has already been judged in your stead and your place. Therefore, dear baptized saints, the world, we must confess that the world is wrong about sin. The world is wrong about righteousness, and the world is wrong about judgment. However, the Holy Spirit, through the Word and the sacraments, comes to you and has come to you this very day and at this very moment so that you might be given real biblical convictions of truth in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. Truly, the Holy Spirit brings God's precious convictions of truth in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment to you this day. He brings truth to your ears so that you may believe and know who you are and what the Lord has done for you in the midst of a world that flaps back and forth like a flimsy reed blowing in the wind. Yes, the Holy Spirit, through the Word and the sacraments, will keep your hearts fixed upon Christ Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, unto the very end. Baptized saints, hear this today. There is sin, there is sin, there is righteousness and judgment. However, Christ became sin for you. Christ is your righteousness for you, and Christ rescues you from eternal judgment. And this is most certainly true, we confess today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.